Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Sharon Van Etten is our guest today. Her latest disc, Epic, is the seventh song follow-up to her 2009 debut, Because I Was in Love. The EP was produced in Philadelphia by Brian McTeer, who worked with her as part of the Shaking Through project to help bring artists' songs to a wider audience. Sharon is from suburban New Jersey and was helped in moving to Brooklyn through a high school connection with TV on the Radio's Kip Malone. We'll talk after this performance of Peace Signs. That is Peace Sign. Sharon Van Etten is playing live for us today on the cafe, and that's one of the ones you'll find on Epic, her new album. And you should say who's playing in the band.
Oh, yes. We have Ben Lord on drums and Doug Keith on bass.
So why is that song called Peace Signs?
Well, I was trying to come to peace with a lot of things, you know, a lot of unsettling, you know, loves and losses and friends and what have you. And I was really mad at myself at the time. So I was, it's kind of an ironic peace sign. Like when you're mad and you're like, I'm fine. Really? Peace, man.
Gotcha. Tell me about your journey, because I've been confusing people, because you recorded this album here in Philadelphia.
Correct.
And you've been living in Brooklyn, but you're originally from New Jersey?
Correct.
Near here in Philadelphia or the other part?
It's pretty close. Clinton, Flemington area. I mean, I was born in Nutley, but grew up in Clinton. And then after high school, moved to Tennessee. And then moved back there in my early 20s to New Jersey. And then moved to New York like 5 years ago. Wow. I'm a zigzagger.
So when you were in Tennessee, you were actually going to be doing, you were working on sound engineering?
Well, I worked at a venue. I went to school for like a year, but dropped out for recording just because everyone that I knew that went there didn't really like it. Mm. The only person that I knew really liked it went for business. So I had a really good job at a venue, and I learned a lot about how to book shows and promote shows there. And so I was, that was my music education.
Right. Right. And then you moved home. We should say you moved home to kind of get out of a really bad relationship.
Correct.
Or as a, at least a respite from therefrom.
Yes.
And you ran into Kip Malone from TV on the Radio in New Jersey. And this is so strange. You didn't know him, but you knew his brother?
Yeah, I went to high school with his brother. Well, his name was Colin. He's since changed his name. But he was the first person to ever make me play guitar in front of people and got me on a talent show. And I went to see Celebration in New York. And Kip was opening up for them. And I saw his name and I saw his face and I just knew. I was like, you are Colin's brother. And so I went over and said hello, and the rest is history. I don't know.
Yeah. And you gave him some music.
Were
you really happy with that music you gave him, or was it?
Yeah, it was like my first home recording. You know, I was, you know, just brokenhearted in my parents' basement, writing nonstop. So I would just give him stuff all the time after that. He's such a sweetheart. He's a love bunny.
So there you are in your basement writing. What's more cathartic, being in the basement writing or playing these songs live?
Oh, that's a close one. Well, at the time, I really needed the basement and I really needed my solitude. But it's nice to be in a point in my life where I can feel a release by playing with other people too.
So, right.
It's a close tie.
You want to do something else from the album?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a song called Save Yourself.
Yeah.
That is Save Yourself. Sharon Van Etten is playing live today on The Cafe, the new album Epic, which is out on Bada Bing Records, which you work for or worked for?
I worked for.
You gave up your day job.
I did. My mom is wincing right now.
What did you do there?
Well, I started as an intern and worked my way up and fell into a publicist role somehow.
Now, what does that mean for that label? You kind of must have to know everything that's going on.
Yeah. You know everything about the artists and their releases and their tours and contact blogs, magazines, radio, you know, all that kind of stuff.
So knowing all that stuff, does that make you, did that give you confidence about your music, or how does that relate to it?
Well, I started working there because I wanted to be able to do it all myself. And so I did a couple self-releases before I started working with the label at all. But there's so much that goes into it. It's crazy. I was really overwhelmed when I'm still really overwhelmed. There's a lot that I don't know, and there's a lot that I don't understand. But that's why I'm a musician and don't run a label.
And you're not doing that for your own record, I guess.
Thank goodness for that. Thank you, Pitch Perfect.
So, one of the things about this record is one of the reasons I know about you is actually there is a something we've been doing here at the radio station along with a whole foundation called the Weather Vane Music is something called Shaking Through, which is a way to get artists who are just starting out, give them a chance to record music, get a little video and stuff. And you were actually, I think you were the very first Shaking Through person. Maybe talk a little bit about that experience.
I still feel really lucky for having fallen into that. Last minute, I had three friends call me from three different circles to say that I should work with Brian on this project. And
Brian is Brian McTeer.
Brian McTeer. Remember that name because this album, Epic, wouldn't be out if this song hadn't randomly fallen into my lap.
Wow.
And he told me to send him demos and we would go into the studio and I could bring my friends and we can collaborate on a song. And we whittled down what was like a 13-minute song or something and turned it into Love More, you know, just on a... It was like one of the first songs that I was trying to figure out how to play harmonium on that he saw promise in.
Wow.
And he brought some friends, worked on the song, and with the help of XPN and Weather Vane, it was a single and helped me realize that I could have a band and I am not too shy to be able to collaborate with people. And I really loved working with Brian and Amy and decided to go back to the studio to work on this album because I loved it so much.
So wait a minute, Love More was like 13 minutes long. What was going on with...
I don't know. I was just, you know, the original version is just stream of conscious.
Right,
coming
right.
up with different melodies. And it was like the very first draft of that song, you know. So it's just more experimental vocal stuff than lyrics or anything. Huh. The only thing I said repeatedly was Love More.
Right.
So it helped me edit down songs... Think of it in terms of radio that is really important. I'm learning and I don't want to bore people.
Right.
No one really wants to listen to a 13-minute song.
Now, was that our song originally done on the harmonium or was that something that was okay?
My friends are in a band called The Brunettes and they went on tour and they had to clean out their apartment and they asked if I would watch some of their stuff and I was allowed to play it if I wanted to while they were gone and they left me a harmonium. And I ended up just riffing on it, writing on it. You know, it was like a new toy. And I wrote two or three songs on it. And that was one of them in the week that I had the harmonium.
So can you maybe do that now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is Love More, Sharon Van Etten, doing that song that she originally recorded for the Shaken Through series. And I've heard you mention that the drone is really important to that song. In what way?
Well, it keeps the instrumentation really simple so that the melody has a lot more room to explore itself. And it made it a lot more interesting to do harmonies because there's so much space. and with that one note that was a common note in all of the chords. But basically all the instruments are only playing one note at a time, so it's super sparse.
Right.
But all together it sounds really thick. I find that really, yeah, I don't know, it's fun. Harmonies are fun for me.
Opening up this album, one of the first things, and actually I've heard you talk about this in interviews in the past, is you dedicated to Fleetwood Mac. Explain.
Well, I always pictured if I were to start a band, they had to be one of my first favorite pop bands that my parents and I could agree on. And their harmonies are so beautiful and the melodies are so memorable. And they always sing about love and all the conflict going on in that band. I can't imagine. I don't even know how they wrote songs. It's crazy.
Well, I was going to say they're pretty personal, those songs.
Yeah,
too. And
yeah.
And yet they turn them into great pop songs.
Exactly.
I know that should be the goal, I would guess.
I believe everything they sing. You know.
All right, we have time for one more. What shall it be?
We're going to do the Fleetwood song for my mom, the song One Day.
Sister, don't mind that I'm not on time. She knows that I'm through with that. Sick of trying. Don't let mine. Mama's still alive and Daddy's still alive. They know that I'm here like that. Unlike mine.
One Day from Sharon Van Etten, and you refer to that as your Fleetwood Mac song?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for playing. It's really
Thank you so much for having us.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.